Welcome to Notcast, episode 299.
Woo-hoo.
Bucket of shame.
Bucket of shame. Bucket of shame. Bucket of
red. Savrin.
I'm Fuzz Wolf.
And I can't do funny voices. I'm Shiva.
I don't even know if my voice would have come over to Mike.
It sounded like you burping, really.
I'm Fuzz Wolf.
Or Dr. Claw.
I'll get you next time, Gadget. Next time.
Doesn't that hurt?
Yeah.
If I do it for a long time, it makes me cough. Yeah.
I mean, the people that do Cookie Monster vocals for death metal, like, they have to practice for years and years, and they tear up their vocal cords.
Cookie Monster vocals.
That's what they're fucking called.
What?
You know, that kind of bullshit, right? All right.
Give me a cookie, motherfucker.
So, yeah, we're all back together. None of us got concrud.
And hey,
all of us had varying degrees of fun over the last weekend.
Yay!
Yay!
Yay! Had 12% growth year over year and raised
And with that, some shitty weather, too.
Oh, man. Yeah, we had a fucking monsoon on Friday and Saturday.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Midday through Saturday, it chilled the fuck out and stopped for the weekend, but everyone's like, oh, my God, it's going to be flooding into the world. Ah! It actually delayed some of our guests by, like, a day.
So, oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, it sucked. A couple of our guests didn't make it in from Canada until, like, after closing ceremonies on Friday.
Whoops.
Because they'd gotten delayed so badly because of weather. We had a couple folks that had to make an emergency landing at Fort Hood to get refueled because the storm was keeping them. Like, they were trying
like
to redirect.
Like, they were circling and shit.
Yeah, yeah, they were trying to redirect to, like, Austin or whatever, but ran out of fuel and had to stop at the military base. It was some shit. But everybody made it. Everybody had a good time. You know, we only had to pull one badge. Only one dude forgot to eat for 2 days straight and fell over in the hallway.
What? I didn't hear about him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in this case...
Medic!
Well, basically, a dude was standing in line on Saturday evening and just kind of stumbled over and sat against the wall. He was like, man, I don't feel good. And we're like, and so we got medical over there, and people got to see me run full tilt across the bottom floor of the hotel, up the elevator, and down the hall to make sure nothing's on fire, because I was the dude on deck, because mm-hmm. Bob was off at Fogo to show with the guests and the Super Sponsor Dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I was the dude
the,
in charge.
The dude.
I was the dude in charge at that point.
The HPIC.
Yes. And it was like the moment that Bob went off site was like when shit hit the fan briefly. It, mm-hmm. it was all very minor stuff, but it just like boom, 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 right after another. It was like, fuck me. Anyways, no, the kid had basically come to the con on a shoestring budget, as kids are wont to do, didn't mm-hmm. have money for food.
By kid, we mean he was 38.
No, he was about, looked like 16, 17. He'd
oh, God.
Come with friends, but
right.
they were all similarly broke as shit and hadn't eaten proper food. He's apparently been given a beer yesterday, and that was about it. So
had a little bit of calories to go
so
along with
liquid
his,
bread. It's good
so
for you.
My medics hauled his ass over to ops. We shoved him full of chow and water and told him, for like goodness sake, like, here, lay down on the couch here. We'll keep an eye on you. Drink some more water. Eat some more food. And for goodness sake, next time, bring money. God. But it was a good thing because I had mm-hmm. actually purchased a bunch of like basic food supplies for the college, for my staff and whatever. And like, if...
Right.
For this very specific purpose.
Yeah.
So, you know, it wasn't a big deal.
Planning ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was just one of those things where, like, last year, some of my staff were, again, like, coming on a shoestring, and whoops, they didn't have money for food. So it's like, look, this stuff's not going to be, it's not super tasty, but it'll keep you alive. It's like MREs.
I was going to say, did you get MREs?
Actually, you know, if I could get MREs cheaply, I would have.
MREs are decent, some of the newer
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, but I don't know where to get them. I went to Town Talk and bought, like, you know, things like granola and little meal bars that are, like, near date and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff that I could acquire very cheaply in large quantities.
Yeah.
And nobody got sick from it, so that's good.
It's expired. You'll get sick, but you won't die.
Well, I mean, you know, it's packaged foods.
Yeah.
Their sell-by dates are not their use-by dates.
Yes,
so,
yes.
You know.
Use-by 2022.
As conservative filled as some of those things are. But anyways, the con went really well. We raised nearly $14,000 for charity.
That's impressive.
And we didn't have any cursed objects in the charity auction this year. So
explain that.
Okay, I told the story last year, but I'll tell it again. So we had this one artist who made... She had made a series of pictures featuring the main six, and they were hand-painted watercolors on and matted, and they had little Swarovski crystals and shit like that. So the first time she made it, she mailed it off to a con. USPS or UPS destroyed it during transit. Like, it got bent in half.
Oh, that thing.
Okay, I think then I vaguely remember.
It got remade again, and it got water damaged. That's so she right. salvaged the crystals off of that one, made it the third time, and brought it to the con last year. And she was like, God, I don't really want to part with it after I've had to spend so much time making this damn thing, but it's for charity, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
So her dude drops $3,000 on it at the charity auction.
Aw, nice.
And so she gets to keep the cursed Fluttershy painting, and we got $3,000 extra for charity.
Nice.
Which is cool. There were no cursed objects this year, and we teased him about it. Like, hey, we had a DVD of the Brony Doc that had...
Delancey, Tara, and Lauren.
Yeah. So it was signed by some, you know, horse important people, like actual legitimately horse famous type people.
Yeah.
And we were like, hey, it comes with a free curse. You want to drop big on it? He's like, I donated it. So? He's like, I'm the person who donated it. Comes with a free curse.
You want to buy it back?
So anyways, yeah, it was really cool. And they went well, and I'm glad that it's over with for now. But the corporate overlords are very happy with us. We're going to have some talks with the hotel because they dropped the ball in a lot of ways this year.
Yeah.
But that hasn't come up yet. And it'll come up in, like, probably next week.
They put off these meetings so that your con staff rage will subside before meeting with them. So you have to make sure
just lets it percolate.
The rage and the irritation.
They've underestimated me.
They have fucked up. Now they fucked up. So
you've got a list of things to discuss.
We have a list of things to discuss.
Oh, yeah. God. Some of the things he told me on Tuesday, you'd be horrified as a
consultant. No, I've heard some of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But,
no, I've heard some of it.
Real unfortunate. Mm. So we'll see what happens.
It was like, you know, the opposite of Rainforest. You know, a con staff member stuffed an attendee into the hot tub.
They were really filthy.
And they got all clogged up.
And I was just like, I was thinking to myself, fuck, we already signed the contract for Siesta, didn't we?
Yeah.
Damn. Oh, well. So, there's that. Con went well. I'm still here. No con crud. Not dead. However, the con did very nearly kill me. It put me in the hospital, at least.
Oh, I haven't talked about this.
I got to go to the ER the Wednesday before the con.
Oh, was George Clooney there? He's so dreamy.
No, unfortunately not. I was at your place and just doubled over in pain all of a sudden. Like, I actually went into shock. Like, clammy skin, erratic blood pressure, fucked up breathing, all that fun stuff.
In retrospect, we should not have taken turns kicking you.
Kicking me in the gut was a bad idea. And basically, they did the full battery of tests. I was worried about it because it was in my stomach and I had the weight loss surgery. And they found nothing. Except they found when I did a CT scan of my abdomen that I have a hernia. So I had to do the con and delegating all the heavy lifting to my other people and not lifting anything because luck.
Yeah.
So I'm going to the doctor tomorrow and we'll get that checked out because just what I fucking need. But if it's not too bad and I can put off any surgery until next year, I'll be doing it that way. If I'm going to fucking max out my out-of-pocket, I'm going to do it next year and get all my shit fixed.
Mm.
Not that I have lots of shit to fix.
Oh, okay. I mean, yeah, you haven't really done much on this year's insurance?
I've been very healthy this year until this.
Okay.
So
good point. It'll be going into November. So,
yeah. I don't want to max out my out-of-pocket at the end of the year.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Like, I can live till January, give me that more codeine.
You know, that shit really just makes me mellow. I couldn't drive, but it just makes me chill.
So yeah, I can't drive either on codeine. So yeah, I've been taking codeine as well.
I've only taken one pill out of that lot because the other day I was really not feeling good.
Yeah.
But
I can work.
I could not take it during the con. It's like, they gave me these pills. I can't do shit with them.
I can work on it, sort of. Like, I'm focused for a little while, and then I realize I've just been staring at my screen for an hour, and I'm like, why am I so unmotivated? Oh, codeine. Right.
Yeah. But yeah, things went really well. The guests are all very happy. The agents are happy. The corporate overlords are happy. And it looks like we beat our attendance numbers by quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And
there was 9,000 people there.
Totally. You know, it was over 9,000.
Sorry.
We're going to, like, take out BronyCon next year. That's totally how it's going to work. No. We did have between 1,550 and 1,600 people. I haven't done a final inventory on the lanyards.
Mm-hmm.
Because that'll give me the truest number. Because I did an inventory pre-con to determine how many I needed to purchase. And I had about 1,200 when I started. I bought 500 more. And there's only a tiny hand. There's, like, very few left in the box.
Yeah.
So that'll give me a true count. Because there was a couple people that got more than one badge. By virtue of buying a badge and then also being on staff.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I just go down the list, print out people's badges. Oh, this guy has a $500 badge. Well, he gets that, and he's also on my staff, so he has that badge too. But, I mean, at most anybody had was, like, 3. Mm-hmm. And that was a very, very, very small number. So, like, I know how much supplies I went through, how many print cartridges I went through, and how many lanyards I'll go through. When I do the countdown on that, I'll give me an exact number.
Right.
And that's total people, inclusive of guests and staff and whatever. Man, those printers going nearly dead on me on Friday was a nightmare and a half.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was at work, and, like, I started texting you because you were trying to think of backup plans and everything like that.
Yeah, I tried to hunt down Tyvek wristbands, and they don't exist in the local plane.
That's so crazy.
Thankfully, I was able to overnight some shit from Amazon, and my AV crew had some fucking techno wizards, and we made those bitches work.
Yeah. What did you end up buying off of?
Huh?
What did you end up getting from Amazon?
The Tyvek wristbands, like the type you get at clubs or concerts. Mm-hmm. They're just regular wristbands with a number on them.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, sticky around your wrist.
Yeah.
And that was just going to be like, well, worst fucking case, if we ran out of print cartridge, because we were very, very, we ran down to like the last quarter of a print cartridge.
Mm-hmm.
We were down to the last quarter of print cartridge before the end of the con. And then we would have had to resort to the Tyvek wristbands. But I was able to order those fuckers off of Amazon and get them the next day. I would have had 2 spares. But the Amazon company, like, they sent me the wrong ones. But now I returned them, got sent one back, and I have 2 brand new complete ones that I can give to Storm, yeah, so I don't owe Fiesta any.
Print cartridges.
Yes,
just,
print cartridges.
Just clarify. Yeah.
Sorry. So, man, I'm just glad. It was nice to come over to your place on Tuesday and talk about things that were not necessarily
PonyCon. Ended up talking about Undertale for like 2 hours.
And Star Wars.
And Star Wars, yes. Because Tyrion is playing the Star Wars RPG. With Teal and Sable and a bunch of other folks. I'm not sure who all is in that group. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to have to see episode 7 because I'm not going to be the only one in the gaming group, the Star Wars gaming group.
Yeah, I bought 10 tickets opening night.
Holy shit.
You know you only have 2 eyes, right? I could see 2 tickets maybe for one right.
Like my household of 3. 2 of our WoW players, I think Noxie and Glar took 2.
Mm-hmm.
Diddy and his boyfriend took 1, and Guardian took my last little lonesome.
Diddy and his fiance.
His fiance. Ah. Yes, Diddy and his fiance. So I knew 10 was the max I could buy.
Okay, I was going to say.
I'm glad they were doing that because they were limiting them because of scalpers.
Yeah, and I got one of the reserve seating at the Cinemark XD. So I don't even have to stand in line for stupid hours.
Nice.
To get in.
It's like, I'm reserved, bitch.
I'm not going to have to stand in line for 5 hours to try and get a good seat.
You're in my seat, one. Motherfucker.
It was center, because I got it before they like published it on the main website. Mm. So I just manually went to that day and time and bought it.
Mm-hmm.
Before it was like published elsewhere. So I got like middle of the theater, aisle G, dead center.
Oh, cool.
I mean, nice. I got some of the best seats in the house. Oh.
Now you just make sure you have to fight bitches to get them.
Oh, yeah. I will cut a bitch if they sit in my seats.
Yeah. I was just thinking, you know, you buy 10 and there's like, you and your 2 dudes in just empty space, and you're just like, Yeah, bitches, what you gonna do?
So, you know, I dropped a bunch on credit cards, but it's like, I am relatively sure I can find people to take these.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not opening night. It's actually the Friday after, because Siam has to work on that Thursday.
So I'm not sure when I'll go. I figure I'm going to try to just go at some random time. I don't really care if it's the opening day or the opening weekend or anything. I mean, I want to see it, but
I just want to see it before the spoilers go out.
Yeah,
that's a good point. And the bitching. I want to see
Dyke Spies.
I actually want to see Hunger Games more, which comes out here in a couple of weeks.
Instead of Spike Dyes.
So I didn't see a reply. You saw the thing that Sarah tweeted at you this morning.
Which one was it again?
The Ood Abides.
Oh, yeah,
you know, I replied to him. Yeah, I did see that.
I was like, I saw that. It's like, oh my God, that's brilliant.
Yes.
That's like, uh-huh.
That blue box really tied the room together. Also, another friend of mine gave me a Doctor Who related link of some new Doctor Who action figures that are coming out.
Oh, yeah.
And one of particular interest to me is the Eighth Doctor from Night of the Doctor in his updated outfit and everything.
Nice.
From his second visual appearance. But the other important thing is that for a little while, character options became a bunch of little bitches and remade the Doctor Who figures shorter. Like, they went from like a 5-inch format to a 3 3/4-inch format.
Why?
So, because they're fucking morons.
Yeah.
So
that's G.I. Joe size. That's Star Wars minifig size.
The only 12th Doctor figure that was available in the 5-inch size, and is one I have, is actually an 11th Doctor regeneration figure where you pull Matt Smith's head off and put Peter Capaldi's head on the body. So it's 12 in 11's outfit from the end of that episode. But if you wanted a 12th Doctor in his outfit, he'd be like an inch and a half shorter than all the other Doctors.
That sucks.
Which would be ridiculous. And I have a full-size Clara, but all the new Claras are little. And Clara's short anyway. I don't want to get like the 3 3/4-inch Clara and have her standing next to like the Tom Baker figure, which is huge. So the big deal with these new ones are they've returned to the 5-inch format due to customer feedback, read fan outrage. But they're bringing out 3 different versions of 12 in 3 different outfits. They're bringing out a Clara, an Amy in her police girl uniform, and 2 or 3 different versions of the 11th Doctor as well, like in his big green coat and his purple coat from his last season, and 8th Doctor from the Time War.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So all those later characters will finally get a 5-inch figure release. But they are exclusive to Toys R Us in the UK. Which means I'm going to be ordering them online and probably paying twice as much, but whatever. Also, in the Doctor Whoverse, I can't wait for the Doctor Who Legos, because they're coming out with a Lego TARDIS console room, and I'm going to build it and put it next to my other console rooms. And Doctor Who Legos! Anyway. Well,
I mean, like the Doctor Who Lego Infinity stuff, or Lego Dimensions.
Yeah, yeah, you're thinking Disney Infinity. Yeah, Lego Dimensions, yeah. I might pick up those figures too, I don't know. I might just pick up the regular Lego ones. I don't have to have every fucking iteration of Doctor Who.
A Lego
Who.
TARDIS with a Doctor, you know, and
that's pretty,
a companion. You're going to fucking
because
buy
actual
that.
Proper Lego size, that's going to rekindle childhood memories of me of playing with Lego. And the fact that, because I played Lego Doctor Who when I was a kid, but I had to make my own little TARDIS and pretend that some of the other little guys were the Doctor and the companion. Now they have actual Doctor Who, so I'm totally going to be like,
Do you see the picture of the Ghostbusters one?
Yes. I did, yeah.
It's like, that one looks like fun.
The actual
They did the firehouse. Yeah, and all 4 Ghostbusters. Are they doing an Ecto 1?
Yeah, they already did that, yeah.
Awesome, cool.
That was one of those things where it was like, they had, I think, Lego Kuso or whatever, where people like submitted ideas.
Oh, yeah, because Doctor Who was one of those, too. People wanted a Doctor Who one, and they wanted a Ghostbusters.
People to vote for it, and they did. And they're like, all right, here you go.
Yeah, because if they're reasonably sure that they can move X number of units enough to break even and make a profit, they'll do it.
You can actually buy the Ecto-1 at Lego stores. I've seen it on shelves at the Stonebriar Lego store.
Nice.
So, like, you can get it. It's cool as shit. And, like, all the new Star Wars Legos, like, fuck, man, these kids got it great.
I just realized this is probably going to be the first time in my life I'm going to buy Lego for myself. Because the last time I actually had Lego that I played with was when I was a kid.
And your
parents. And I always got them from my parents. And then Tieran's mom put Lord of the Rings little Lego set in my stocking one year because his parents are really into Lego. So it's Gandalf on his little
on Shadowfax.
Is that his horse's name?
That's his horse's name.
Well, he's on the little cart. He's on the little cart.
Oh, the cart from the start of the film.
Yes. Okay. And so there's a little Gandalf and there's a little Frodo, and Frodo comes with the book. Nice. And Gandalf, Lego Gandalf comes with like a little staff and stuff like that. And the cart has like the little barrel with the fireworks in the back of it and everything. Nice. It's a cute little set. Anyway, I assembled that and I put it on my desk at work. But yeah, I've never bought Legos for myself with my own money before. They've all been a gift. But I will totally buy the shit out of the Doctor Who Lego sets.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
So this coming weekend is Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we'll be going to a local Halloween party.
That'll be cool. Looking forward to that.
And next weekend is Central Plains FurCon, mm-hmm. which I want to mention here because we were just talking about how it does not have a lot of promotion and not a lot of people know about it. So if you're in or can easily get to Wichita, Kansas next weekend,
that's con.
When Central Plains FurCon is. It's I believe it's cpfurcon.com is the website, and they're like cpfurcon on Twitter as well.
So, you know, I do have the Zoom Q8 over there. It's got dual XLR input, so we can go in and just, like, do all the panels.
Oh, yeah. But we'll stream these panels a lot. I did a publishing panel there, and there was, like, four people there. That it was like four or five, but one of them was Rahata, and one of them was like the other guy that I was talking to writing about.
Yeah.
And basically, they were the only people willing to speak. I was like, okay, well, it's been a while since I've done a small con.
It's a small con for sure, but I'm like,
But you know, it's in a beautiful hotel
and it could,
with great food.
And it could be fun.
I know last year, Rahata and Guardian actually took off for a day and explored downtown Wichita, and they had a good time doing that.
Yeah.
So it's only a 5.5-hour drive for us. So, like, last year when I went, I left after work Thursday, and I came home Sunday afternoon after I closed up dealer's room. So I don't have all of Friday this year, but I might drive up there Friday night and come home Sunday or something like that.
I could look at my schedule. That sounds like it might be fun to pop up there and do.
Yeah,
like,
sort of a random little road trip or something like
that. And again, I've got that camera and a tripod, and it has dual XLR input, so we could actually, like, do shit. Like,
that might be actually kind of fun.
Audio and video-wise.
Yeah.
So
we could put special effects on there, you know, make it look like my car is materializing in Wichita.
Yes.
Now, next weekend, I am going to be in Virginia with my dad. So. Yeah.
So we're not doing a show next weekend anyway. It's on the calendar.
Yeah. All right. Well, why don't we go into the emails, because we are now 25 minutes into the recording, and we are started late tonight, so we're just going to blow through this stuff. Then I will get us started.
Okay.
This one's titled, Episode 300, Hey Casey Crew. This email isn't really meant for the podcast, though. If it's a slow episode, I guess it can be used as our starting point for a discussion on podcast format, seeing as most of the cast have podcasting experience outside of Notcast. Anyway, might I humbly request that the 300th episode be streamed, maybe with guests? I found myself really enjoying the change in dynamic. Thanks again. Do it live. I remain yours judgingly. Kikes the Shy Wallflower. Well, good news, kids.
We're going to have a guest.
We are going to have a guest for episode 300, and we may just do it live, because I registered for our channel on StreamUp. StreamUp.com.
Oh, God. I mean, we have to, like, actually have our shit together.
Oh, well, that's the thing, though. It's like, we won't have any. We'll just have our logo up there.
Yeah.
On the screen. And, you know, be the audio. And maybe, like, some little, like, thing to keep people fascinated. Like, some swirly color or something. Ooh, shiny! And we can just do what we did last time.
Right.
With MDefMech. Except stream it. Because we were doing it through XSplit anyway. All we had to do would be click stream.
I guess we figure out the the technology of that? Because would that just stream the person on the call, or
no,
would
it
that
stream everything? Basically, through the box. All we did last time.
Yeah.
The only difference between streaming it and not streaming it was because I clicked local recording as opposed to click stream. I already had it set up.
Okay. All right.
So we
may stream episode 100.
It, right, 100, right, we're going
episode
back in
300.
Time.
We'll stream it right into your mouth.
Yep. And stuff.
But it'll be a very healthy stream. We've been eating a lot of asparagus for weeks, training up for this moment, and we will have a guest.
Yep.
Whom I have already booked. Should we go ahead and say who it is, or do we want it to be a surprise?
We'll make it a surprise just in case shit blows up.
Okay. Guest, if you're listening, Saverin thinks you're flaky, so we're not going to say who you are.
No, if technology blows up on my end.
This is called misconstruing.
No.
I'm leading the witness.
Okay, fine. We're having what? We're having Pepper, right?
Yes, we're having Pepper Coyote.
Fine, we're having Pepper Coyote. He'll be on the recording and on the stream if the stream works. It should work. But
we hope.
We never know. Sometimes shit just goes sideways.
That's right.
You know, Panther tweaks a button wrong and the whole network goes down for a day.
And then we're streaming off of the 4G connection tethered from our cell phones. Maybe if we tie all of our phones together with duct tape, you know, we'll get a strong enough signal.
All right, well, let's go to the next email. Fuzz.
Okay. I'm not sure if we're all synced up here. I've got one.
So this one is follow-up from a couple weeks ago.
Okay. There's a lot of stuff in this. Okay. Follow-up from a couple of weeks ago. Hello again, Notcasters. I'm just writing back to you guys for a bit more info regarding my email 2 weeks ago that asked for some tips to get settled in a new part of the country. I believe this was the one we were talking about. He's moving to Michigan, and you're like, you're going to die.
More or less, yes.
Okay.
Just because of weather, not because of Michigan.
Right. Well, I don't know. Michigan. Well, I didn't end up writing in last week because midterms and the flu, and, well, you know how shit can go sometimes. I've actually been to Motor City FurCon, and I plan to be a regular there along with my mate. We're also hoping to hit up Great Lakes FurCon in Grand Rapids, Michigan, which is a mere 40 minutes of driving away from my college. Well, that's not bad. Great Lakes FurCon. I think I've heard of that. I don't have it on the calendar, though. I need to add it. We might even try to get to MFF in Chicago one of these days.
Chicago.
It's just a matter of getting over my social awkwardness and intimidation once I'm with larger groups of furries in the area. Strangely enough, I went to a student organization rally recently, and it doesn't seem like there's any sort of anime club. Most of the groups do things that border on my areas of interest, but don't exactly fulfill them. I at least have a position as the first clarinetist in concert band to satisfy my need to express myself in a group of people, and I apologize in advance to my mate for making him sit through several concerts to come. I really appreciated your input previously, but I'm not really an outgoing person, and the fact that I'm less straight than a bowl of noodles kind of makes me clam up. My college is very liberal, fortunately. I just find it really awkward when my mate spends the weekend in my dorm and I run into people I recognize from classes while he's here. I'm not really sure if I'm necessarily ashamed of my sexuality, but I'm very used to hiding it or not expressing it in public. I don't have much reason to feel uncomfortable, but I think I need advice on how to come out of my shell a bit more. I'm not going to ever be a loud rainbow flag wearing type. I just want to find a way to feel comfortable to express myself and meet new people without being too out there. I'm really intimidated on an academic and logistic basis too, and it's difficult to go looking for potential friends when it doesn't feel like I even have a lot of my own things together. Meanwhile, I'm trying to get in touch with some Michigan furs online and look into more cons. I'd just love any advice that you can give about feeling more comfortable to express myself instead of wanting to hide in my dorm all day. Thanks for your endless wisdom and knots, Shoji.
Hmm. At least not more than we've already given.
I'm going to say, I remember back in the day when I was, like, dating, like, my first and second boyfriend, and to an extent very early on, even with Tyrion, like, I didn't come out to myself until later in life. Like, I was, like, 22. And for those first few years, I really wasn't comfortable with, like, showing affection, like public displays of affection. I've never really been a real showy person, but, like, I wasn't ashamed of being bi, but I was, like, I was really scared about, like, what people would think or encountering any violence or anything like that or any kind of judgment. And it's something that I just kind of got used to over time. And I think that's a big part of it, that not everybody comes screaming out of the closet.
Some creep, you know, some
ooze out of the closet.
Some people do come screaming out of the closet, and yeah, they're the rainbow out loud, out proud people, and there's nothing wrong with that, but not everybody is like that. And some of us kind of peek out of the closet and, you know, and kind of sneak out there and like...
And then dash back in and then out and in. And...
Yeah. And so, you know, like, that's when you start doing things where, like, well, you're out to your friends or you're out to your family, but you're not necessarily out at your job or out on campus. And mm-hmm. maybe that comes later, maybe it doesn't. Everybody has different comfort levels. For me, that comfort level just kind of slowly grew over time as I matured and grew into my identity, I guess, and kind of became more comfortable with myself and my feelings and stuff like that. And also, you know, I was in a slightly kind of conservative area with North Florida. Mm-hmm. If you're going to be in a more liberal college, that's definitely a better environment.
A safer spot.
I think part of this is that you just need some time. That being relatively young, and I mean, and I'm assuming you're about that age, 20, 21, because you're going into college. That's still pretty young and, you know, still kind of figuring out your boundaries and stuff like that. And that will change as you grow older. I mean, I was probably in my mid to late 20s before I was like really comfortable, you know, with myself, out in like public or out in the world, you know? So that's just my personal perspective on that.
I mean, practice makes perfect, dude. You know, being out there and being with your dude and, you know, being comfortable with each other is very important. And as you have more practice with that, I mean, it's the same. It's pretty much the same, I would say, for, you know, straight couples, you know, figuring out boundaries and doing that shit. It's a little weirder for us queers because, well, you know, we have to worry about, you know, social disapproval and all that stuff. But you're at college and, you know, it's if people will treat it as casual as you do, for the most part. If you're with your dude and you hold their hand, you put their hand around their waist, you lean against his shoulder, people aren't going to make too big a deal of it, probably. But if you're like, man, look at this guy, I'm with him, and man, I sure suck his dick, people are going to be like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just a matter of comfort zone and practice, and you need to find that for yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
So you want to take the next one, Shiva?
It's short.
Yeah, it's very short.
I don't know the answer to it.
What is a good safe site to look for a partner on? Preferable a partner in the community.
So,
like dating.
Dating in the fandom.
I don't know about any dating site that I could absolutely say, yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, but well, like if you have, I mean, there's certain sites out there which are like known scams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is Pounced still around?
Pounced is still around, but I don't think they advertise. So unless you're a gray muzzle, I think you kind of get, you kind of know of it through word of mouth at this point.
A lot of people I know who met their partners online didn't do it through a dating site.
Yeah. You know what I was actually going to say as a good safe site to find a partner on? Fur Affinity. It sounds crazy, but it's a community site and... You know, you have your profile and you put up your journals and stuff like that. And, you know, people see your personality or you comment on other art. Somebody else with a similar interest replies to you. You know, you start RPing in the comments thread, piss off the artist, then they block both of you. But that's okay because you found each other.
Well, like, yeah.
Actually, okay, maybe not exactly like that. But, I mean...
But they got a forum section,
being
though, right?
Active... Oh, don't talk about the forums. They do and they don't.
That's a whole drama. The forum section split themselves off, mm-hmm. like some sort of fucking third world country that broke up or something like that.
They're Somalia.
Originally, the forums were always hosted on a different person's server, just in case FA went down, the FA staff could still make updates and let the users know via the forum status mm-hmm. section what the status of FA was. So they had a link on FA that pointed to the address on this other dude's server. There was some sort of drama, and this other dude said, fuck you, and basically decoupled from FA, changed the name of the forums, and said, we're independent of Fur Affinity now.
Huh.
And then they got their shit smacked for that by IMVU, and so they were like, okay, fine. And so they nuked the forums, and they've basically started from scratch.
For it's like sake.
Phoenix something forums now. And FA has since said that they're going to make a new forum for themselves at some point.
Okay, so yeah, I would say basically FA is all right.
Necessarily the forums, but just it's a community. Be active in the community.
You might, you know, but also just look in your local furry scene. I
mean, yeah, like we have Lone Star Furs, and we have the Texas Area Furry Friends mailing list.
Still around?
Yes, and the Texas Area Furs live journal. So, I mean, we have all these resources in Texas.
You still got a live journal?
It'd be a good idea.
Allegedly? I haven't checked it in a while.
I actually just approved someone a couple weeks ago that joined the Texas Area Furs group.
That's funny.
But wherever your local group is, hopefully it's somewhere that has a mailing list or forum or some kind of community something. Or something like that. A GeoCities webpage.
Tripod.
An AOL chat room.
Watch out for those under BBS. Construction.
Yes. You know, something.
Or else you might find
binaries.lonelyfurries.net.
And you might be able to find, like, interests in X whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's biker furs, there's the vor groups, there's all the different...
I want to meet for dinner.
Who's going to get to be dinner this week?
I want to see the biker vor group. Where they eat bikes.
All they do is gulp.
Yep.
There's gulp. Just swallow them down. They just pick their teeth with, like, the little... Suzuki crotch rockets.
Yeah. So I'm looking here.
It's not a full meal like a good hog. On the
front page, recent ads, there's a fur in Katy, Texas, and one in Houston.
What, in Pounced?
On Pounced, yeah. There's 11,000 personals and 6,000 of them are public, and they've accumulated 67,000 users over the decade or so that they've been around. They've been around longer than a decade. They were around when I was a teen. So they're old as shit. Anyways, yeah, so local furry group and or maybe Pounced and or FA.
Yeah.
So
The thing is join a community group rather than a... You can check out Pounced, but I can't recommend any particular dating site.
Yeah.
So just join community websites and find people to talk to.
Because I don't know if the community on Pounced is a large enough pool to really find someone that you click with that's relatively near you. But, like, looking at furry at large, you know, you'd probably have better luck. Not saying to not use Pounced. I mean, you might find local friends there, too. So, give it a shot. You want to hit the next one, Savin?
Yep. So, someone sent us a Tumblr fan mail. I don't know how this is different than an ask. But they were directing our attention to, a new batch of Zootopia screens that have come out. And Safari crashed on my iPad, so...
We've probably seen these going around Twitter.
Yeah, these have cycled through a lot of the
new pictures of, like, there's new Nick, new Judy Hopps, where she's, you know, looking determined and cute.
Nick with the fuck me eyes. Judy's gonna go kick somebody in the balls.
Miss Otterton, who people, like, put next to pictures of fucking Rapunzel. And they're like, God damn you, Disney!
Because it's the same voice actress.
And they're like, God damn it, she was a furry the entire time. We played a suck-a-damn fiddle on. There's Assistant Mayor Bellwether. She's a cute little sheep. There's a character named Finnick, who is a Finnick. Who's voiced by a big black dude. So that'll be really funny. Just the juxtaposition there. And a sloth named Flash.
That's funny.
Oh yeah, I've seen some of these. Cool.
That's cute.
Yeah, I like the sloth character. It's cool that they went with a sloth. Also, Idris Elba is playing the police chief, Chief Bogo.
Yeah.
Who is what, a water buffalo?
Yep.
Yeah. So. Also, Judy Hopp's parents are fucking adorable.
Yeah. They're like, oh, hey, kid, we're just glad you're doing dang. And like, it's the dad's a fucking, like, farmer dude. The mom looks like a mom.
And I love he's wearing, like, he's got a carrot on his hat. It's like, clearly he's, like, a carrot farmer. It's brilliant. But it looks like a great cast of characters.
I am looking forward to seeing that because every furry is, even if it's somehow not good, people will watch the shit out of it.
Oh, fuck yeah. This is awesome. Oh, yeah, this same post also includes some of the old school watercolor things and everything.
We didn't load all the way up on mine, but yeah, the art.
Yeah, this has got like basically everything that I followed the director on Twitter. I recommend a lot of people follow him.
That's a real cute picture of Judy right there.
Yes.
She's so fuzzy.
God, yeah, she's really fuzzy. I like her little outfit and the fact that the characters are barefoot. So, like, they're sort of... A lot of furry writers do that, too. Like, they don't have the characters wearing shoes. And it makes sense for animal characters. Like, they're sort of unencumbered, yeah. You know.
Well, like, in Kyle's stories, they always mention that they're barefoot.
That's right, yeah.
There's a couple things where, like...
Like this one, they're kind of James Bond. Post.
Yeah.
Except Judy's got the gun, which is pretty awesome.
Gazelle,
yeah.
It's good stuff. Big Trouble in Little Redentia, a.k.a. my first macrophilia book.
Yes!
This is the one that made me go, ah, did a fuzz a moment
ago. Oh, yeah, the tiger.
With his kid on a leash.
Yeah.
So.
It's so cute! Ah! Look at the little golden box.
I love the fact that they're both tagged.
Oh my god! Ah!
The Stinky Cheese Caper and other cases from the ZPD's files. Huh, that's cute.
Just the art is adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, we had seen three all this. Fucking furries just got totally distracted looking at all this Zootopia promo art.
Super animals. It's just like, hey, look, it's a bunch of mainstream furry stuff, and you guys are going to get inundated with it. It's a good time to be a furry.
Yes. Oh, God help you if you bitch about Zootopia around me, because I'm just like, no. There's going to be these people that are like, oh, it's popular, so I hate it. I'm already seeing a couple people like, oh, Undertale, I'm so tired of hearing about it.
Like that shit came out 3 weeks ago,
it's
dude.
Like, fuck you. Something good happens to the furry community.
It's the
like
fucking flavor
we
of
get
the
a
month.
We get a cool video game or a cool new movie is coming out. Yeah, we're going to eat it up.
It's a cool game with furry characters and gay representation and... like deep themes of forgiveness and choice and consequence. They're like Undertale is,
you
like
know what,
fucking goaty material.
People were bitching when the bronies came into the fandom because of My Little Pony. That's going to shift. People will be bitching about all the Zootopia art after Zootopia comes out.
Hey, you know, I'm not going to bitch about porn with,
you know, fucking bitch all you want. We don't care. We're going to enjoy it. You know, and Zootopia is going to take its place next to Robin Hood and the Great Mouse Detective and the Lion King as a fucking furry classic that people in this fandom love.
Yeah. All right. Sarah just sent me a picture. Apparently the dog is reproducing by budding.
Oh.
He's blowing his coat. So he just sent me this picture of this pile of fluff on the living room floor. Oh. It's like, we have a second dog. Yeah, I think it's a shih tzu. It's just this...
Yep. It's that time of year.
Wasn't there that joke you hear about the zoo that had no animals? It was a shih tzu.
Oh, fired. Right. Well,
I'm going to read this next one because it's a little bit longer.
Okay.
A mostly furry con report. So I wasn't doing anything else this past weekend, so I decided to fly 800 miles to a convention that just so happened to be going on at the same time, some nighttime Mayor's Con? Maybe you've all heard of it. Kidding aside, Nightmare Nights was awesome, much smaller than I imagined, but I love that. It made it much easier to go from panel to panel without finding much of a crowd. Yeah, we're fairly small in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah.
Like, but we're still one of the bigger pony cons.
You're a small to mid-sized furry con.
Yeah. We crossed 1,500 this year. We're now, like, pushing the edges of the Crown Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they hadn't fucked up, we'd still be, like, going, hmm. Anyways, all the better. I was able to meet with my girlfriend, who lives in Arlington, and her girlfriend. We're on that another email while I was there. When there weren't panels I was interested in, we hung out and enjoyed our time together. Inside the con, we attended panels about making internet content, a show staff panel, and my first VA panel. Plus, I got my first celebrity autograph from the VA, Kathy Westluck. Smiley face. Cool. I met some of my online friends there, too, including Saverin. Other than that, there was a lot of silliness and charity all around. Outside the con, we walked around to restaurants and hung out at the hotel, which is a very nice event, even for a Marriott Courtyard. Unfortunately, the rain stopped us from enjoying the courtyard part. Were you staying at another hotel next to us? Because I don't have a courtyard, really. Well, no,
the Courtyard Marriott's next door to you.
Okay, I was like, wait a minute.
It was the Overflow Hotel when Fiesta was there. I don't know if it's one for you guys or not.
On Saturn and Flame's recommendations, I also had to stop by Fuzzy's Taco Shop and Fogo to Show. Both were very satisfying and definitely worth the money. Even the super expensive one, despite that it was the first three-digit dinner bill I've ever gotten.
Yeah. I'll
definitely try to make it again if there's one in 2016, and maybe more furry and furry tangential fiestas in that area. Your trans girl, Pango from Georgia, Kylie.
Oh, didn't get to say hi.
Yeah, it kind of sucks. Like, I was at the con only for, like, 2 hours. Like, yeah. Man, I would have loved to have said hi to you.
The next email we got is from another dude who was like, oh, my God, Saverin. Oh, it's so cool to meet you. And, like, he took a photo with me, and I think he might have ran into you.
Yeah, he found me, too.
Yeah, he said the photos that he took with you guys.
Okay. So, let's read the next email.
Okay.
Good. I do not need to read this one because, oh my God, I would fuck it up so goddamn bad.
Okay. Subject line is Nightmare Nights Dallas.
Wow.
I see a theme here. It's almost like one of us had something to do with it.
I don't know. It's kind of a big deal. Actually, two of us did.
That's right. Yeah.
Shiva, very
gracious. Yeah, I was wondering why I kept seeing you check into Nightmare Nights on Swarm.
It was not expected, but she very graciously agreed to help out my noob of a. Well, he wasn't really noob, he did a very good job. But this is his first time being head of the vendor room and whatever, and Shiva lent him a very helpful hand, and I'm very grateful for that.
It is just, I mostly just went in, did you think of this? Did you think of that? Have you done this? And this is how you get the hotel to change the trash.
Jeez. They won't do it unless you tell them, I guess.
Well, if it's outside of their normal schedule and you need it. But basically, yeah. This is how you get a hold of what you need. You know, I was basically, I only went up for a couple hours each day
mm-hmm.
and just kind of coached.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and start this because it's a long one.
Yep.
Good evening, Notcast. It's been a while since I've written in, so I'll make up for it by bringing you another con report. Nightmare Nights Dallas marked the first time I had ever stepped foot in the state. Being a Michigan native, I'm still not used to the outside temperatures being anything above the 40s in October. Freakish Texan weather and traffic aside, it was nice to be in a different place. I was able to cut costs by going in with a couple of friends, so that's always a bonus. I arrived with my friends on Thursday evening after a 20-hour drive through the night. I was quite wiped out and kind of gross, to be honest, so I didn't do much aside from pick up my badge and shower before hitting the bed at terminal velocity. Badge pickup was a breeze, and during the process I got to meet Saverin and Shiva. To be honest, part of the reason why I even considered Nightmare Nights was due to my being a listener of the show for so long. I'm always up for a road trip, and after listening to you guys talk for a couple hundred hours over the past few years, I got the general idea that you all have your shit together when it comes to conventions. Turns out that idea is more than correct. Yay! Friday was a laid-back day. Since the vendor hall didn't open until noon and events didn't really start until around 5 in the evening, there wasn't much of a generalized pressure to do things. It's this rush that can create a more tense, even stressful feel to all too many cons, I found. I'm reminded of Motor City FurCon in regards to the laid-back atmosphere of it all. Must be a FurryCon thing. Anyway, I'm grateful for it, since I got to sleep in before hitting the vendor hall and hanging out with friends. Friday was a day of catch-up with a bunch of brony friends I haven't seen since the last convention we've all attended. I spent a good amount of my day hanging out with friends, buying merch, and generally just dinking about. Later that night was a performance by a band called the Wonderbolts in the main hall area. I had kind of brushed them off at TrotCon, but I'm glad I didn't hear. These guys put on the best live performance I've seen of brony music in a long while, if not ever. I overheard Saverin saying something about fuck these knocked out.
No.
I overheard Saverin saying something about booking them for Furry Fiesta. Not that my opinion means much, but I think it will be completely worth it. Maybe they could do a cover of 5 minutes.
That was actually Ratchet. But I was like, yeah, that sounds cool. I mean, the guys are all relatively local. They've got their own shit. They don't require much.
Oh.
And Ratchet would be the one to... Yeah,
and Ratchet was lending my AV head a hand, because basically my head of AV assists him, so he is... So
It's a back scratching.
Yeah.
Right. I'll paw your back, you hoof mine.
Sure.
The rest of the night was spent hanging out in small room parties before I finally hit the bed at around 3 or 4 in the morning. Saturday was only a slight bit different. On the convention side of things, it was much of the same, hanging about, chatting with friends, going to panels and the like. In regards to the hotel, on the other hand, it was a different story. Apparently, there was an air conditioning unit in the room above mine that had a faulty drain. When we checked in, there had been a little bit of discoloration, as sometimes happens in older, non-renovated hotels. By Saturday morning, some of my ceiling had fallen in, pictures enclosed. The hotel staff were very courteous and understanding and ended up giving me a substantial discount on my stay. Personally, I like to think that the convention was a bit much for the building and it couldn't contain itself in its excitement.
Yeah, that happened in a few spots because the rain was so just crazy.
Yeah.
We had some leaks in the ventilation system. There was some, like, paint damage in the gallery area.
Mm.
And a couple people's, like, had bits of their roof fall in their room.
Just lakes.
Yeah, well, like... Spaz actually had part of the roof fall on him. The ceiling fall on him, like the plaster.
Oh, jeez.
That was a bit of a surprise for him.
Was he sleeping at the time?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was just like he was chilling on the couch in the corner of the room and just went...
Like, fuck.
Scared the shit out of him.
That's the thing about Texas, is, or at least the Dallas area. Like, we don't get rain very often.
But when we do, we don't fuck around.
It's like, you know that rain that you haven't had for 6 months? Here it is all at once.
Yeah.
And then that causes shit like this.
God takes a bucket and just tips it over.
Yep. Yeah. And that's why we end up having, like, bad flooding and shit like roof leaking and stuff like that. It's not that they're not... built to withstand 10 inches of rain, just not all at once.
Yeah.
In a, you know, 5 hour period.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That bit taken care of, back to the email now, sorry. That bit taken care of, I spent a good portion of the afternoon with a friend. We got around to the new episode, and he roped me into watching Kung Fury after my apparently heretical utterance of not having seen it. I haven't seen it either.
I haven't seen it either.
See, we're heretics also. We spent more time in the convention space, went to a couple of panels. The Family Feud and Tesla Coil ones were particularly fun, though a bit loud, and went to dinner. Speaking of dinner, I'm thinking of setting up a smuggling ring for getting Whataburger to the north. You guys in?
Mm-hmm.
I spent a bit of time in at the rave, though opted to abscond and talk more with friends, as my ears started ringing halfway into a set. Overall, an enjoyable and fun day. Sunday saw me in the vendor hall mostly, as I hadn't bought much prior and my money was burning a hole in my pocket. I spent some time talking to the artists and such, buying some things and generally hanging about. I talked with Shiva for a while before perusing the hall a bit more and buying some Doctor Who jewelry from Saverin's parents. By the way, has anyone ever told you how cute your parents are? Shiva told me about how your mom's people, but I didn't really believe it until she gave me a hug and wished me a safe trip back to Michigan. It was adorable.
They do that to a lot of people.
Aww. Yes, they mom.
She was telling me the other day, actually yesterday.
Your mom has an area effect of mom.
Yeah, where she had, like, well, we had one of my security gals, because we had actually had two girls on our security staff this year, like how she ended up talking to my mom for like an hour or two and just getting hugs and like hanging out and talking to her because she's like, I can go talk to her. Like, yeah. And she was just like, yeah, a lot of kids did that. And there was a number of the attendees who had purchased stuff previously, and like they'd worn their leather bracelets they'd purchased in years prior. Just like, look, I still got it. It's the little one piece and stuff like that. And they buy more shit. It was great. They had a very good show.
Good, good.
The con chair's mom.
Yeah.
After buying a few more prints and trinkets and stuff, I spent the rest of my time getting some last-minute conversation in before the con let out. In doing so, I missed closing ceremonies, but I heard it was quite eventful. Something about a Brit and a Texan getting into a bidding war and mics being dropped. I later watched the proceedings on YouTube. At the end, the convention being for the most part over, I asked a random person how their con was. Turned out, while they had a good time at the convention, the people who were going to give him a ride back home apparently ditched him. Since my group were heading straight north before going east in order to avoid storms anyway, we were able to give Alex a ride home to his dorm in Kansas without going out of our way. It's funny how that kind of stuff works. And all in all, I had a great time at Nightmare Nights. I got to spend time with friends, buy some cool things, and even got to talk to 2 out of 3 of you. I'll meet you eventually, Fuzzwolf. Hopefully. The convention was very well run, and while there might have been crisis in the background, I didn't notice anything out of the ordinary. Yeah, that's how cons should be run. Shit could be exploding and on fire behind the scenes, but if the staff handles it and the attendees don't see it, then good job. The programming, while a bit sparse, was enjoyable and gave people time to just hang about and be with friends, which I appreciate. The game room... Sorry?
I was going to say, I don't think we could have packed any more stuff into Saturday if we tried. Sunday was a bit sparse for sure.
Yeah. The game room was a bit out of the way and lacked Vidya, but had some fun tournaments going on in it. All in all, a nice experience. I don't have any plans in the books now, but this convention has me looking at going to Furry Fiesta next year, as well as Nightmare Nights again if plans allow. Thanks for running a great con and for being great people. Zerion. P.S. Buy more interfaces.
Well, the good news is that we will be expanding our staff. We are, actually have a guy who volunteered to take over the social space, like the corral, to handle that as a department.
Where did you end up using that for this year? Cause...
It was down in Willow. Oh. It was basically where the gaming was. We didn't have... And we
hopefully, if you guys do 2016, you'll get the whispering back again.
Yeah, if we're back at the Crown, and if not elsewhere, we will have a social space. And, you know, that was just because we had the flooding earlier in the year, they had to rebuild that room.
I don't know if this loaded on your phone, Shiva, but there's the damage to the ceiling.
Yeah, he showed me on his phone.
Oh, okay. So, basically, we didn't have a social space this year to really go on. And,
because renovations.
Yeah, and when we were doing our feedback panel, like, well... It's like, we want people to do video games. It's like, well, so this is what our initial plan was for the year, that this would be a video gaming and console and tabletop gaming room, except it kind of became the catch-all space because we didn't have Whispering Oaks, because it was being rebuilt still.
Yeah.
So
thank you, flooding springtime. You know,
so things go as planned. We will have both a gaming department next year and a social to handle social events in the social space. So, you know. It's in the books. We actually got that feedback and we were roping in some people. It's just a matter of finding staff. Fuck.
And he asked 2 more follow-up questions via Tumblr.
You want to go ahead and put those in?
Yeah. The first question is, what is it with Texas and Dr. Pepper?
And state shrink.
Dr. Pepper is based in Dublin, Texas, I believe?
Yeah.
Actually, the company that owns Dr. Pepper is based in Plano.
Ah, okay. There's Dr. Pepper Stadium or something up
there.
It
is just south. You know where Dallas Martoli and 121 meet up there? Their headquarters is actually just southeast of that nexus, that crossing there.
And there's a Dr. Pepper Museum. I think it's around Waco area. Yeah. I went there once.
Like, Dr. Pepper Stadium is, they have a little minor league baseball stadium right next to the IKEA.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they're actually based in Plano. They're a Texas company.
Yeah, they're local, so they're kind of the soda that's been around for forever.
Yeah.
And he asks, when did the show's format become you three in particular?
I believe it was November 1st, 2010.
Fuck, really?
Has it been that long?
Because we were GOH's at OklaCon in 2010.
Yeah, and then shortly after that, it became just us three.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
There we go. So we've...
It's been 5 years with you fuckers?
I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's it.
Holy crap, time
for
flies.
Emails.
I know, it's crazy.
I'm trying to download these photos that Zerion sent.
Oh. I got them right here if you want to see them.
Yeah.
Well, they'll show up here, maybe.
Eventually.
If they
I could have shown you, dude. I didn't know you hadn't seen them. I thought you had.
Doop.
Yeah, that mirrors a lot of what happened with my friend Spaz. And yeah, there's the picture of you and he and I. So
yay. If he comes to the Furry Fiesta, then he'll get to meet me then.
Yep.
Well, you're easy to find. You have a table. Yeah. It kind of anchors you.
Yep. You'll be in one spot. Well, so will I. But yeah, he caught me on Saturday.
So
or was that Friday?
Well, mostly, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so in any
And we
event,
have food trucks.
We do. Yeah.
Sarah needs to get on booking those in because I'm excited to see what he finds this year.
Yeah, it's just, I'm sure they plan them pretty far in advance, too.
Yeah, especially, I'd be happy with some of the ones that we got last year and then some more. They were really tasty.
Yeah, plus, you know, you know, if they were questionable, they were questioning us last year and like, oh, this is new. And the people that did super well over the weekend.
Which, you know, you can't blame them first time.
Oh, yeah.
And we're a unique sort of genre. And there's not like 10 of us around this area that they've heard of before. So but, totally dipping their toe into unfamiliar water.
But furries are hungry.
Yes. Yep. Furries can fucking eat.
Well, I mean, Akon has a shitload of food trucks too, so.
Yeah.
Like,
well, if they have to, in their location.
Yeah, if the parking situation at our hotel wasn't so fucked, we may have pursued that this year.
The Crown's parking lot was fucked up.
Yeah, they fucked up. They fucked up in a lot of ways.
Nothing. I mean, now you fucked up.
That parking situation. Not
that the attendees really saw, but like the stuff that we saw behind the scenes, it's real disappointing.
Yeah, I don't know how many bad experiences the attendees had with the hotel, but whatever they've done to the lot,
it's fucked up.
It's awful.
Yeah. Oh, that front lot that's really convenient to the entrance? It's valet only. Oh, this one thing, you got to do this weird 3-point turn or back out backwards.
Yep, and all the side lots in and out are closed off, so you can't use...
Except that they're not. So, like, they were fucktards and put the little barriers on the front two entrances into the actual hotel parking lot.
Uh-huh.
But if you go to the third entrance down, which is the parking lot of the whatever office building behind it, you can just get right into the parking lot.
Well, the thing is when I was there before, they put a chain across splitting their parking lot off from them. So they can close it off, and they did when I've been there before.
It's just really...
They're trying to squeeze blood from a stone, and they're doing an awful experience.
They're not a fucking five-star hotel. No. They're not a hotel downtown where parking's at a premium.
No.
And they're trying to charge for parking. It's like, guys,
well, really? Again, we've got a fucking litany of things that we're going to be talking to them in the next week or two and be like, these things are going to cost you us.
Yes. And
but that's not for this show.
Sorry, this is all how the sausage is made stuff.
Yeah.
On
and I still want to do that video series where we sit down and discuss, like, this is the level of work that goes into a convention for all of you people.
Because unless you're on a con staff, you...
Especially high up in con staff where you have to do hotel negotiations.
Yeah.
So, you know. I mean, I've got the camera for the time being. I'm not saying right this second, but we should while I still have it.
Stick around here while I hook this up.
Well, it's just one of those things with, like, how soon does Slane want the camera back?
So, to wrap up right quick, no show next week, because Shiva will be out of town, and Saverin and I may be at Central Plains FurCon.
At least you.
So. And the next episode we do will be episode 300. Which will be November, I think, the 12th is
provided nobody is sick.
Yes,
November 12th. And that day we should have Pepper Coyote as a guest on the show live via Skype, provided technology and everything holds together. So next show in 2 weeks is our big 300. So,
yep.
You know, we're going to... the thing I proposed to Pepper was, you know, he's written into the show before, he sent us music for the show before, but we haven't actually heard him on the show apart from the music that we've played. So this will be an opportunity. He can tell us a little about himself. If you have any questions actually about being a musician in the fandom or being a musician in general,
or even about him in particular,
or about songwriting and stuff, go ahead and send those in for episode 300. And it'd be totally cool to, like, bounce some questions off him and get his perspective on that. And I also figure it'll give him a chance to talk about any upcoming shows he's doing. He is at PawCon this coming weekend, which is out in San Jose. This is the smaller one that's sort of FC is kind of helping them. It was originally started as a fuck you con to FC, but then another con chair got involved and they're like, no, that's not cool, we're not having it on the same weekend, we're going to move it to October.
they're trying to host a con on the same weekend as FC.
That was the original guy that did that.
If it wasn't a fuck you con, that's retarded.
Because the idea was to give people a choice. And it was out of protest over FC's choice in con chair at the time. Nah, dude, that was a legitimate...
That was a legit thing, but, like, that's very self-defeating and putting yourself into a pit of...
But then they got more on the right track and were like, okay, it's going to be a smaller local get together con at a different point in the year, like kind of halfway between FC and FC.
So like Siesta.
Yeah.
Except in this case, we run Fiesta and Siesta.
It is a little bit larger than that, though. They got a couple hundred people, but they have a dealer's room. I'm not sure how fully fledged the programming and stuff is because I have not been to it. But hey, they got Pepper going out in there and doing a live show. Sweet. So that's pretty cool.
I was going to say, Siesta, we have socialization and adventure games and games. And
there's like two other cons coming this weekend as well. FanCon in Nashville, Tennessee is this coming weekend.
They're still around, huh?
And also Furry Unlocked.
Yeah, I've seen the rabbits post about that.
Yep, which used to be UnthroCon, and is now Furry Unlocked. And that's Halloween weekend in Salt Lake City.
Yeah,
in Utah.
Cool.
So that's three cons this weekend plus Halloween.
That's
so
a lot of cons pulling, but they're not very big ones.
Yeah, they're all little cons. But that's one of the nice things. I mean, furry cons don't have nearly as much cost outlay as other cons, and they don't have to be big to be successful.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
So that is your furry news and your Notcast news, what's coming up in two weeks for our 300th episode. So write in to notcast@foxstuffers.com or hit us up on Tumblr at notcast.tumblr.com. You know, follow our Twitter, FA, and Patreon at Notcast.
Yep. And I have set up a streamup.com account for the podcast. If we decide to use it, if we can make it work, I will tweet about it here in a bit. It's like, yo, go follow this.
Do you know what the show URL is?
It should probably be streamup.com/notcast.
Okay. Wasn't sure of the format, so I wanted to make sure.
So, cool. I mean, that's what it is for my other show that we run on there. And
okay.
So I'll tweet about it, but that should be it. And yeah, so it's end of the month. I'll make sure to get this episode up so we get that sweet, sweet Patreon bucks. We do have a Patreon. Patreon.com/notcast, $1 an episode, $1 a month, whatever works for you guys is great for us.
Mm-hmm.
Helps us do more shit. And we'll
$100 a month, I mean, would be appreciated.
Yeah, you know, but we could actually like use some of that money to cover shit. So, anyways, on that note,
good night.
And horse pussy.
Thanks, bud.
Don't fuck the snake.
Starting the new tradition.
Yes.
Keeping it going.
Whether we want you to or not.
I couldn't remember what it was for a second. I was like,
it's don't fuck the snake.
Oh, it's one or the other. Like, one week we did both.